President Trump sitting down with Senate Republicans. Topic, the bill to erase the Affordable Care Act. The previously scheduled meet comes just hours after Majority Leader Mitch McConnell postponed a vote until after the July 4th recess.
This will be great if we get it done. And if we don't get it done, it's just going to be something that we're not going to like. And that's okay. And I understand that very well.
The postponement comes after an unfavorable evaluation of the bill by the Congressional Budget Office. Minority Leader Charles Schumer.
The Republicans cannot excise the rotten core at the center of their health care bill.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Project Hope senior fellow Gail Wilensky advised the first President Bush on health care matters, and we ask her what happens if Republican efforts to reform this never get enough votes this summer or fall.
Right now, we don't seem to be able to get beyond the verbal squabbling of should we repair and reform the Affordable Care Act, which is how the Democrats phrase it. Should we repeal or replace the Affordable Care Act, which is how the Republicans phrase it? As a policy person who is seriously concerned about increasing the number without insurance by 20 plus million, I don't care what you call it, we need to fix parts of the Affordable Care Act and do so in a way that is less regulatory and more consistent with some of the Republican strategies without resulting in the kinds of increases in the number of uninsured we've seen reported. It means not getting as much money out of the Affordable Care Act because expanding coverage in some way to poor and low-income people, which is basically what we're talking about, is going to cost money. And you can't get the kind of money out that people on Capitol Hill seem to have wanted to have come out in order to do tax reform and other strategies.
The other piece of it, of course, is if we could just lower the cost of health care. And I know that is, while important, is not really what anybody's focused on right now. It's the other end of the equation.
It is absolutely true. There are many things that would be possible if we could lower the cost of health care. Most of us who are policy people would be happy if we could slow and keep slow the rate of growth in healthcare. It's been very slow, mostly because of the global recession from 2009 to 2014. Since then, in the United States and everywhere else in the developed world, healthcare spending has been starting to tick up as a growth rate, in large part because, thank goodness, we are coming out of this global recession. In the United States, we have got to find a way to slow healthcare spending over the long haul. We have to deal with Medicare. That is next on the horizon. There are many issues we could do in social service support if we could find a way to slow healthcare spending in a permanent way. Having partisan legislation that involves the well-being of many individuals, the Affordable Care Act, when it was passed, only with Democratic support and no Republican support, is going to have the same kind of outcome when Republicans do it if they proceed as they have been to date, passing major legislation with no Democratic support, only Republican support. Why they think they can do the same thing that Democrats did and have a different outcome is beyond me.
Gail Wilensky with Project Hope.